T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A preseason action tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. I can tell you that I do have a little bit of information on this game. Do not expect the preseason plum. If you're one of those people out there that was expecting the preseason plum jacket to make an appearance, don't. You know, that's a special thing, and you're not going to get that every week. You know, you lose a little bit of the value if you get that every single week, and I think that's one place we can start. But, again, if we're going to play these games, you got to try to get something out of them, and I guess it all comes down to C-squared, Cedric Howard. That's it. Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter entertainer.
I just feel like, and clearly the Grizzlies have been an organization that's going to proceed with caution when it comes to injuries. That said, Isolo must feel like he's got a really good handle on how things are going to look once Ja's out there, once Jaren's out there. Because, again, we've talked about it. There's an opportunity, it feels like, with this early season schedule to take advantage of it and maybe get yourself off to a start. Could be advantageous for you later on when things get a little tougher. And if you are learning on the fly, if you are still, you know, sort of implementing things to start the regular season, which next Wednesday, guys, you know, it's for real against the Pelicans. Well, in many ways, you've already, we talked about it with Benson earlier this week, Jessica Benson. You've set yourself back. I mean, you've given everybody else a head start. They're playing their starters right now in the preseason. You have not playing the two guys that are your key cogs that you're building everything around. And so, and clearly Isolo, having been in practice and those kinds of things, will have a better grip on it. But I'm just, I'm so, you know, I'm concerned that an opportunity that might be there early season to, you know, grab this thing by the horns, get yourself off to a good, confident start where everybody's believing in Isolo's new system, you know, might be because you, in many ways, still be experimenting if these guys just come in. So I say that to say, and it doesn't feel like, it certainly hasn't been any news today. I was kind of hoping there might be. It would be nice to see Ja Morant in one of these final two preseason games. I'm not – Jaren, that's one thing we saw last year.
Right.
You know, Jaren came back very quickly after the – and was just fine. It's not Jaren I'm as concerned. It's Ja setting the tone and the speed. Speed kills. That's been the Grizzlies' theme all preseason.
Kill.
Well, right now it's been Ty Jerome speed, you know. And it's one thing to do it in practice against your own guys. It's another thing to do it against the Pistons, the Hawks, these teams you've played in the preseason, and you haven't been able to do that. So when you've got the Pelicans next Wednesday, Ja's first time, Cedric ain't played at that speed yet against competition, against teams that, hey, they played their starters in the preseason.
Yep.
They're a little bit more together to start things off. And, you know, that's a we've seen the Grizzlies have slow starts, bounce back from that, but these are not those same Grizzlies. This is a big two, not a big three. Things have changed. Yes, we feel good about KCP and Ty Jerome and sort of filling the void, that gap you lose with Desmond Bane in terms of offensively, but you'll be finding a new way to win. And you'll be sort of, in many ways, still figuring that out once the season starts next Wednesday if you haven't seen anything, you know, from Ja. Would have been nice to get him in there for once.
It would have.
Specifically, since he seems to say he feels fine.
Yes. Yes. No, you're right. I mean, I'm going to trust.
I'm going to leap out on faith and trust East Lothian.
I like it.
He's, you know, he must feel like this thing's going to come together pretty quickly.
Yeah. It did seem like things were pretty optimistic with that report. So,
I mean, with Edie and those guys, you don't have a choice.
That's
but
right.
But if Josh's healthy, yeah. I mean, Trey Young is out there. You know.
Yeah, who apparently had some announcement today with Lefko. Did you see that? He's going to sit down with Adam Lefko, and he's had something to announce.
He's not announcing a contract extension.
Well, yeah, it's probably one of those stupid.
Because that's been the news
ads.
About them.
You know, LeBron does the ad, and now everybody's going to do the hype up to, you know, say I'm partnering with, you know.
But Lefko's like real, like, right?
Yeah, Lefko is, you know.
Seem like news.
NBA.
More so than Hennessy.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was like because the guy in the LeBron ad was just a generic person. He wasn't like
it was
a reporter.
The tip off that this not real news.
You think LeBron got to add, you know, announce his retirement with some slappy that nobody has ever heard of?
You do the announcement with Jim Gray back in the day.
Yeah, it was Jim Gray.
Who was Jim with then? Was he solo dolo? Like,
well, you know, it's kind of what he's always been, right? Which is like, you know, this sort of he's the boxing guy, but he's also, you know. I don't know.
At one point, he was networked, though, right?
I don't think he was networked back then. Am I making that up?
Okay.
I mean, not your
Jim Gray never networked?
I think he has been.
Yeah.
But I think at that time,
it felt like he was solo dolo.
Right.
Independent man.
Yes.
Paid boxing, all that stuff.
Yes. I believe that is true. You know, I don't know. He's been with ESPN. He's been with NBC Sports. He's been with CBS Sports. And right now, he's with Showtime, Fox, and Sirius XM.
Yeah.
So I don't remember who.
He worked for them all, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has certainly worked for them all. Yep. He was the studio host for Monday Night Football on Westwood One Radio, as well as for the Super Bowl and the Final Four. So, again, we're going to continue to work to see who he was working for.
Tell you somebody who you don't put in your top tens of any league guards just because he hadn't done anything yet. He put up numbers when he's out there is LaMelo.
Yeah.
It's like he's just there now. Yeah. You don't talk about building around LaMelo, even though he's sort of the face of the show. Maybe it's building around Brandon Miller. But Charlotte's been trying to find something to build around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like this conversation has been going on for years, but LaMelo feels like the wrong one. Brandon Miller might be the right one, and Colin Knipple might be the right one. Like you might be starting to have some things there, but I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know this is a road game and you don't have your guys, but to be an underdog in this one, boy, it's sobering.
Yes.
I don't feel like 51 wins coming when I look and see we're 4.5-point underdogs to Charlotte on the road tonight.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I mean,
just trying to line some things up here.
Yeah, no,
I'm trusting Isolo.
I like it. This is the Isolo. You got to get a win, right? Come on. Where's the dub?
Are we going to win tonight? 4.5? Put it in then, John. Check.
No, I haven't actually.
Tap the button.
I have not.
John says we're going to win. This is what he does to some of our. John says we're winning tonight. Take the Grizzlies, take the points.
I have not had the balls to bet any preseason. I'm Mr. Preseason, but I have not bet any preseason this year because it's just too random. It's like I don't know, like these rotations are not serious. Most of these guys literally do not care at all. Whereas in summer league, I like betting summer league because you know those guys do care about playing well. I don't think anybody cares about playing well or playing defense in preseason.
What's interesting about Taylor versus Isolo is like Taylor's objective, I think, in conjunction with the front office, used to be win it all, cuss all games. Full blast, summer, we want to win the summer championship, full blast. Contrasting that to 2025, it's, like, Cowher's not playing, none of our players are really playing, we're going to see who's going to be in the G League in the summer, and we really don't even care if we beat Charlotte tonight, we just want to give a little run and see what Cowher's got tonight, and there's some bright spots in the third quarter.
Well, again, and I would say in fairness to Isolo, he probably has to take that view because his big dogs aren't playing.
Right? Yeah, you're preserving.
I think if Ja, Jaren, and Edie were all in, I think he would care about, hey, let's go out here and execute the way we're going to be expect to play.
Right.
You know, now it's like, who gives a crap? How can I be investing whether we win or lose? It's not like I have anywhere close to my full team out here. I'm having to play, you know, X
or
amount
slugs,
of guys. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and look, I mean, some of those guys are hopefuls, right?
Bigs especially.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to. But it also works the other way because if Jock Landale gets out here on a preseason game and he gets hurt, you're toast.
See, like, that's what I'm saying. You need to know if Jock Landale can handle this duties with Ja before the season starts. What you're going to be doing is figuring that out.
That's exactly.
You would have
right.
liked to get a couple of looks at that beforehand.
And no question.
To
no
see
question.
Is this going to work? Do we need more help in here? Go get another big because Jock ain't rolling to the basket like we need him to. He can't finish around the basket. Just using that as a possible example. That's why I'm saying. Jaren's one thing, and you've said it. Edie, you can't help that. But it feels like you're starting with one hand behind your back. You're kind of putting Isola in that situation, especially if it's a front office mandate. Nah, you know, Ja, the health history, we got to be careful here. You're kind of starting him from behind here with his hand behind his back if he can't see the pick and roll combination that he's going to have to rely on right off top, and particularly with Edie out. I mean, he has to emulate what Edie does for this thing to work, and you haven't seen it yet. Maybe practice, one thing. You want to see it against the Pistons. You want to see it against Charlotte, you know? That's the thing. And so, again, in many ways, and you figure this is probably an organizational mandate, we have to be careful with Ja, but, you know, I'd put it, Eastlow's kind of got one hand behind his back. He hadn't seen it yet.
Exactly.
I'd not see it till next Wednesday against the Pelicans things count.
I sympathize
That's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, I do think, like, hey, the judgment cometh on him at some point.
It all revolves around Ja. And John needs the pick and roll.
That's right.
For him to be at his highest level.
That's just the way it is.
And so not having those two to look at beforehand.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, even if Jaren, there was optimism that Jaren's going to play game one, you know. but again, we know, like, you still have to have that true center in there with the way this Grizzlies team is constructed to get the full view. But I will say, if you have Ja and Jaren out there, I mean, the assessment is happening. Like, we don't need to wait, because you're never going to get a perfect time, most likely, where you have everybody that you need all the time
right. In
the NBA. Like, guys are going to miss games. Guys are going to have weeks. Like, the ability of a coach is judged and graded upon how he handles those situations and how he navigates them, you know, and the best ones find ways. So I'm not saying he has to be one of the best, but you're still going to get evaluated. You know, you've had half the year. You had half the year last year. You had a playoff series. Perfect conditions, no. We can't wait around for those. You know, you get graded and assessed no matter what. Now, again, I'm not going to sit here and say, if they're, you know, 4-4 through 2 weeks, like, that's not really a fair, you know, we got to give it a little bit more air to breathe than that. But
no, even if they're just a .500 team without Zach Edey.
Right.
You know. And
I would take that.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.